The Shanghai Spirit embodies the core values of the SCO: mutual trust, mutual respect, equality, respect for diverse civilizations, and pursuit of shared development. Of course, these are very lofty ideals, but what practical and special significance do you think the Shanghai Spirit has for Pakistan and the region in general?
If you look at the international situation, you find that it is getting very complex. There are attempts to deviate from multilateralism. There are attempts to uphold protectionism, for example. Shanghai Spirit is, the core values are mutual respect, mutual interest, mutual trust, respect for diversity of civilizations and cultures, and pursuit of common development. Now, if you look at these principles and these core values, you'll find that they are quite in line with the principles and the spirit of the UN Charter, to which we are all signatory. When the UN was established, its primary purpose was to have peace and stability in the world. But if we look around us, we find that international situation is quite complicated and in fact becoming more complex. So what Shanghai Spirit is saying is that if you adhere to these core values of mutual respect, peaceful coexistence, mutual trust, pursuit of common development, and respect for each other's cultures and civilizations, then you have all the opportunity to promote a world culture which will be respectful of each other, which will take into account the mutual interest of all member states, and it will promote not only peace and stability, but it will also foster better understanding amongst different communities, and in the process promote economic development. So Shanghai Spirit, as opposed to these attempts to create protectionist tendencies in world order or shunning away trends of globalization, Shanghai Spirit, I think, advocates good principles. Practically, we are adhering to these principles. If you look at the Belt and Road Initiative, that also advocates and encourages these principles. So Shanghai Spirit principles are more or less in line with the principles of Belt and Road: connectivity, communication, people-to-people interface, cultural cooperation, win-win partnerships, win-win proposition for each other. So I think if we promote these trends in world order, we will have a much better world.
Pakistan became a full member of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization last year. So in the past year, how do you think its upgrade of status from an observer to a full member, how do you think this has benefited the country in its diplomatic affairs and development?
Well, I think it is an important milestone which we are completing this year. By completing 1 year of our membership in Shanghai Cooperation Organization, we have been a member since 2005. And we were partially familiar with the intricacies, procedures, and systems of SCO as an observer. But now we are in the mainstream, we are a member. It is a natural linkage for Pakistan because we are part of that region. And historically speaking, for instance, we have had close historical, cultural, even linguistic ties with Central Asian republics. If you look back at the history, you will find that Central Asian culture has an imprint on our culture. So it has been a linkage which existed in the past. With China, we have enjoyed a very close, time-tested, all-weather friendship for the past 70 years. So it was natural for Pakistan to become a member of this important organization since we are part of the region. We are at the confluence of three regions. We are a bridge. We are a conduit, if you say. If you talk of South Asia, Southwest Asia, Central Asia, Middle East. We are working on this China-Pakistan Economic Corridor and the Belt and Road Initiative to promote connectivity, to promote trade and commerce, cultural cooperation between Pakistan and China. And of course, in the process, when we are part of SCO, we hope and intend to promote these linkages to the rest of the region. So, all in all, as I said, it is natural for us to be part of this organization. We'll play, we see this as a positive development. This will help us strengthen our existing cooperation and friendship with China, with Russia and Central Asian republics and other, observer states. So I think Pakistan looks forward to playing a constructive role in the organization.